Indonesia has received a lot of bad press in recent years after the Bali bombings, the explosion at a JW Marriott hotel in the capital, Jakarta, and numerous attacks on Christian churches. But Indonesia, overall, is a far more tolerant place than those acts suggest. And as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta, it appears to be getting even more tolerant.
Try this in Saudi Arabia. Sunday services at the Reformed Millennium Cathedral in Jakarta, the capital of the country that's home to more Muslims than any other nation in the world. The $27 million church opened last month and seats more than 4,500 people. It's the work of preacher Stephen Tong, a sprightly 67-year-old, who insisted on showing me around before Sunday service.
Inside this is our second hall for the second meeting. It is good for 2,000 people, and it can be used for a concert hall with a quite good acoustic.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Quite good. I design everything. And we are going to have another concert hall there, and a museum, and a university, all in this piece of small land, less than 4 acres.
It took Preacher Tong 16 years to get permission to build his church. Under the dictator Suharto, Indonesia's government was wary of Indonesia's ethnic Chinese, who make up a large percentage of Indonesia's Christian minority. The government was also wary of offending the country's Muslim majority by allowing too many new churches to be built.
Indonesia, there's a lot of Christian here, because no permission, so they worship in bank, in lobby, or in restaurant, or in hotel, or in hotel ballroom, or in schools, everywhere. Not just enough.
Three more megachurches are now under construction around the capital, Jakarta. An affirmation of Christian faith, and Preacher Tong says, a political statement too.
The message is, we are Christians. We are national. We are living here as a fact. You should recognize and you should respect. We do not provoke anybody. We want to make peace, so we never think about provocation. We build a big church because it is a fact that we need it.
But a small minority does view the church warily. The Islamic Defenders Front, the self-appointed guardians of Indonesia's Muslim identity, tried and failed to stop construction of the Millennium Cathedral. According to the group's advisory board, Director Habib Muksin.
Sebetulnya, kami umat Islam,
mainstream Islam respects other religions, Muksin says, but if they actively try to convert Muslims, then we will have a problem with them. For his part, Preacher Tong is a bit cagey about that particular issue.
Every religion tries to propagate their religion and to get more members. That is something so natural. So, as a pastor, I want to preach gospel, I want to make people know about Jesus Christ.
He refuses to be pinned down about whether his church actively seeks out converts, nor will he speak about what steps he's taken to prevent hardline Islamists from causing trouble. But there was plenty of security the morning I visited, hard-looking men with the unmistakable look of former soldiers. But Preacher Tong is convinced Indonesia is headed in the right direction, 10 years after the fall of Suharto, with democracy firmly taking root.
In other countries, they think Indonesia is messy and intolerant and is very radical. But I think not so, because most Muslims in Indonesia are still very, very friendly and very good.
How long Indonesia will remain tolerant depends on a number of factors, not the least of which is how much proselytizing these new Christian churches really do. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.